Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the special live radio show with Drs. Joseph Nemeth and Dr. Amarka Tranji. They are both board-certified periodontists with over 25 years' experience in state-of-the-art oral health. They'll be talking to us about the serious connection between gum disease and most of the major diseases of our time. The doctors will talk to us directly about where their research has led them with respect to avoiding these silent killers. We are inviting you to speak to the doctor directly, and you won't want to miss what the doctors have to say. If you have a question for the doctor, we're inviting you to call at 800-859-0957. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to News Talk 760 WJR.
Okay, I think we're
welcome to our special live radio show where you can call in with your questions and talk to the doctors directly. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we are here tonight talking with Dr. Joseph Nemeth and his partner, Dr. Amarka Tranji, both board-certified periodontists in Southfield, Michigan. Both doctors are here with us discussing their state-of-the-art clinic, the latest treatments in periodontic care, and the relationship between gum disease and many systemic diseases. If you have a question for the doctors on the matters we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Katranji, Dr. Nemeth, welcome. We're always happy to have you both on the show. Dr. Nemeth, what are we going to be talking about tonight that listeners need to know?
You know, first of all, we're going to open it up because we want anybody who has any questions regarding their mouth or perio or any aspect of oral health to ask us questions, because I think we know a whole heck of a lot and can help a lot of people. Dr. Katranji does all of the implants in our office, and Dr. Katranji also does all of the bone regeneration. When a patient doesn't have enough bone for an implant, he will build and create that bone. He's really quite a magician when it comes to bone growth and implants. And I actually have two of his implants in my mouth, and I've never had a problem with them. And I personally think he's the best implant. He's a periodontist, an excellent periodontist. But when it comes to implants and bone growth, I just think there's no one who does a better job. It's very thorough. He's got a natural talent for three-dimensional spaces, and he does things that I don't like to do. I used to do implants. I hated them. It just wasn't for me. I love doing soft tissue work. I love eliminating gum disease and gum infection. I love doing cosmetic work and reshaping gum tissue and covering roots and reshaping gummy smiles. But when it comes to bone or implants, some of the more difficult esoteric things that we need as we get older, particularly, I just think there's no one in Michigan, and I just don't know if there's hardly any people in the country that can match his skills.
Well, really, let me jump in here, Dr. Nemeth, before we run out of time, and welcome Dr. Katranji. My question to you is, Dr. Katranji, there are a lot of people, it's a big investment of time, effort, energy. And there are people out there who have failures. They go out and they go to a doctor that they're told is going to do an implant, replace the teeth. What's the biggest mistake people are making in searching for your type of expertise?
So, first of all, I want to say thank you for that those wonderful remarks.
The long dissertation by Dr. Nemeth, but go ahead.
So what's really interesting is where implant therapy has where it's been and where it's coming and where it's going. One really nice thing is the technology really is catching up. One of the things that Dr. Nemeth does better than anybody else is save teeth. But when you have implants, when you have periodontal disease, one of the things that's happening is you're losing bone. And bone is a necessary thing to have, not only to hold up your tooth, but later to maintain an implant. And nowadays we have technology where we can three-dimensionally create a graft and implant that for a patient and create bone in places where we never could before. So to answer your question, I mean, you know, what are people doing wrong is sometimes there's a lot of shortcuts that we're making. And
well, not that you're making. There's shortcuts that are being made out there with other dentists.
That are
That's
being
the
made
problem.
By dentists. Absolutely. Right. So instead of taking the time to grow the bone, to create the foundation for the implant, the implants are just being placed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see a lot of advertisements specifically for immediate implants. Let's do this immediately. Well, not everybody's a candidate.
Right. You see all these ads on television about one day, everything, you get a complete replacement, but that's not necessarily the right choice.
Right. And we do that, but we don't do that for everybody. And we definitely see that, you know, the mistakes that we're seeing is because things are just being rushed too fast. They're just, you know, the patient gets in the chair and the, you know, the first thing that they're being sold is implants, we can do this now. And, you know, unfortunately, the implant can last for a year or two before it really starts to show its failure. And at that point, we've lost a lot of bone, we've lost a lot of soft tissue, and it's much more difficult to save these situations. We need more time to fix those situations. And a lot of times, it's a straightforward case that now has become a disaster case.
That's kind of a shame because, you know, unfortunately, it's the patient's loss. I mean, they're hoping that if they've lost teeth, especially if they've lost front teeth or, you know, visible teeth, it's like they want to make sure that they're going to have a replacement that's going to last and work and there's not going to be problems with it. And, you know, they're unfortunately left at the hands of who's advertising what. That's not necessarily the best route to go.
Right.
And people need to know that they need to get to the right person who's going to do the right job the first time out the door.
Right. Absolutely. Investing in that technology is something that we take a lot of pride in. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times that technology isn't given to all the patients. Not everybody is being optimized the way that they should.
Yeah. And we take pride. We take pride in having the latest and greatest technology. Truly.
Yeah.
If there's something new that's helpful and valuable, we go to whatever means necessary to obtain that. We have 3D printers in the office now. We have 3D scanners in the office where you don't have to take old-fashioned impressions. I'm sorry you have your hand up there.
I'm telling you, we've got to go to break right now. We'll come back and talk about that on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Nemeth and Katranji radio show. The doctors are here tonight talking about the seriousness of undetected gum disease and how the treatment of gum disease can prevent many catastrophic diseases. If you have a question, you can call us at 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to call the doctors directly. You're listening to the Dr. Nemeth and Dr. Katranji radio show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to the Dr. Joseph Nemeth and Dr. Mark Katranji live radio show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we are here tonight talking to the doctors, both board-certified periodontists in Southfield, Michigan. They are here with us discussing the latest treatments in periodontic care and the relationship between gum disease and many systemic diseases, from cardiac disease to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctors, now is your chance to call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Nemeth, over the break, I was talking to you about what is the latest thing that patients need to know. You were mentioning about albuterol. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I've been in practice for a long time, and I've seen lots of interesting and very bizarre cases. And it's interesting because in almost all of these unusual, bizarre cases where the gum condition is affected, there may be blisters on the gum. The gum may be red. The gum may be very tender or sensitive. Patients can't brush sometimes. I've seen all degrees of unusual gum conditions and gum damage. And in most of these cases, the vast majority of these unusual cases, there has been a history in the past, not the recent past, but a history perhaps 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago of exposure to very, very strong compounds, chemicals, volatile organic compounds. Albuterol, for instance, is a primary example. I've had many patients who've had asthma, and they use an inhaler, which has, I believe, a steroid in it. And they use this inhaler every day, maybe more than once a day. And some of them used it since they were 6, 7, 8, 10 years old. And in many of these cases, they did not rinse their mouth after. You're supposed to rinse your mouth after exposure to this, to these steroids. Because if you don't, the steroids are absorbed. They are immunosuppressants. And eventually they manifest themselves in unusual conditions in your mouth and sometimes in your entire body. So, and it's kind of scary because there's really nothing that can be done about it because these people have been using whatever chemical they were exposed to, particularly asthma inhalers, for many, many, many years. There was nothing happened. They used it. There was no problem. They've even gotten over their asthma. They don't use it anymore. 20 years later, they're breaking out with these rashes on their gum. They're breaking out with blisters on their gum, pain. They can't brush. It's very difficult to treat. And I truly believe that it's been exposure to these volatile organic compounds and including steroids. For instance, I had a patient who was exposed to jet fuel. She worked next to a jet fuel. She worked at an airport, an Air Force airport, and they fueled the jets right next to the building where she was. And for 4 hours, 3 days a week, those fumes came into the building, and she was exposed to them. 10 years later, she just starts developing these weird rashes on her gums. And she also subsequently developed rheumatoid arthritis. And there was no history of rheumatoid arthritis in her family. The other thing that I've seen, patients who do pain stripping. Again, volatile organic compounds. Pain stripping, turpentine. If you do a lot of that, you make sure you're in an outdoor environment and you're not inhaling those kinds of things. The first case I remember having was a printer who had to clean. This was many years ago. He had to clean off the print, and he had to use a solvent to clean off the print. And after a number of years, again, he developed bizarre, painful lesions on his gum. So your environment is much more important than you realize. And the problem is you're not going to see the results right away. It's not like, oh, I breathed this, and now I have a rash. Well, then you would know, and you would stop. It's like I breathed this for 10 years, and 20 years later, what the heck? What's going on with my gums? I had one patient who was exposed to DDT every summer.
Go ahead.
DDT every summer when he was a kid. Didn't wear a mask. 30 years later, again, very bizarre, unusual
unbelievable
mouth problems.
We've got to talk about this more when we take the caller. Siobhan?
Yeah, we had a caller come through. So we have on the line Chuck from East Point. Chuck, what's your question?
Yeah, hi. I thought I wouldn't have a problem because I was going to get dentures. Come to find out, I had weak gums, and they're not sure if the dentures would stay in place with the stickum. They said possibly the uppers might get away with it, and I don't know. I was kind of shocked to know that I had a gum problem because my bones and my body are very strong, but I guess it doesn't go to the gums. But what should I do?
So it sounds like you're in a denture, correct?
Well, right now I'm between nothing. I was going to get the dentures, and they say, you have the gums are, what do they call it? Like depressed or something?
You have recession. Is that right?
Yeah. Recession. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. If you're trying to maintain and hold on to your teeth, the first thing you want to do is you want to get gum treatment. So, you know, you could come in, we would do an examination and determine what can be saved and what can't be saved. And our first goal is always to save the teeth that you have. So whichever teeth that are redeemable, we're going to save. And then wherever you need teeth, our primary focus would be then to restore them with implants. If you don't have the bone, we would do a bone graft, get your bone so that the foundation for the implant is going to be strong enough to maintain and hold the implant. But the first thing we do is we get you out of that disease state, make sure that you're healthy, and then we'll get you into a new pair of teeth.
Excuse me. What was your first name again?
Chuck.
What was it? Chuck?
Chuck from East Point. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Chuck, do you have teeth presently? Upper and lower teeth?
I have one or two upper and lower. They're kind of broken off, but they seem pretty solid.
So you have a few teeth, but most teeth are gone.
Yeah, they're gone. They've been pulled.
Okay, so it sounds like probably you would be a candidate for implants, is what it sounds like, with so few teeth left, and some of those teeth are not in great shape. And someone on my right, which is nearby me here, is the perfect person to see about having implants, because implants are great. We do something called all on four or all on five. The few teeth that are left, or if you have nothing, few teeth are left are removed. We put implants in, and the same day you walk out with a full set of permanent teeth that will last a lifetime. We replace them once healing is complete, but they are wonderful. They look great. You can chew and you can function, and they last a lifetime. And for people like you, this is something that you may want to consider. It's actually an incredibly effective procedure. Dr. Katranji has done many of them, and these patients are always, you know, deeply indebted to our practice and what they're able to do and how they can function.
Well, it seems like the way to go, but I'm assuming it sounds terribly expensive.
It is not inexpensive. So it is something to consider, but there are other ways to do this by doing fewer implants, right, Dr. Katranji?
Yep.
You don't you can have less implants and have a removable appliance, but it will stay in place. And that's another way that's somewhat less costly that you could consider.
Yes, sir, I would.
I think the most important thing is that people need to know what their options are, right. Dr. Katranji. I think that's one of the problems out there is people sit and watch TV at night and they see an ad like one day in and out, full sets of teeth. We take them out, we put teeth back in, and you're all set to go. Not true.
It's not always true. It sounds like...
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a brief break. And in the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Joseph Nemeth on a Mark Katranji radio show. We're talking about the importance of diagnosing and treating gum disease and how it can prevent some of the major diseases of our time. If you have a question, you can call the doctors directly at 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to talk to the doctors directly. You're listening to the Dr. Nemeth and Dr. Katranji radio show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to this special edition of the Dr. Nemeth and Dr. Katranji radio show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. And we're here tonight talking to the doctors about their latest treatments in periodontic care and the relationship between gum disease and many systemic diseases, from cardiac disease to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctors on the topics we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Again, it's 800-859-0957. Siobhan, we're back to you in Miami. You have a question?
Yeah, we had a question actually come through our Facebook live stream that I'll announce on the air. Someone's asking, I am told by my orthodontist that I have recession. She told me to see a periodontist. What can be done?
What can be done with recession? And very often a recession follows orthodontic treatment, or sometimes it's before orthodontic treatment. But recession can be treated in numerous ways. Typically, I use something called the pinhole technique, which is a very conservative, pretty painless way to correct recession. And actually what happens is it's called pinhole because a very small pinhole is made way down in the gum. The gum is loosened with very small instruments. The gum is actually loosened away from the bone so that gum is now loose, and that gum can then be brought up over the receded gum tissue or down over the receded gum tissue. We then put a membrane through that small hole. So we now have thick, healthy gum tissue covering the recession and preventing further recession. Because if it's not treated, that recession will simply progress. And particularly if orthodontic treatment is done, it's likely to progress even more rapidly. And you must remember, when the gum is receded, the bone that was there is receded also. And gum recession will progress unless something is done to stop it, which means bone loss will progress unless something is done to stop it. So I use the pinhole technique. I can do one tooth, five tooth teeth, 20 teeth. There's no limit. I used to take grafts from the roof of the mouth, but those could be quite painful, and you could only do a few teeth. And I much prefer what is called the pinhole surgical technique in repairing gum recession. It will help with appearance, and it will help with sensitivity. And really, that's what I'm using, and I know Dr. Katranji does the same thing.
Now, Dr. Nemeth, I do want to bring up, I've had a lot of calls during the week. They know that your show's on tonight, from people that are still interested, patients out there and listeners, about the fact that you're kind of a leader in investigating the oral bacteria that causes all of the diseases, from heart attack to Alzheimer's. Can you talk a little bit about what that test is, and how easy it is, and how simple it is, and what you find out from it? Because you're one of the few people that do this test. So
There aren't that many of us around. I mean, there are a lot of very good periodontists. They have different approaches. But the key to my approach is, first, let's diagnose what's going on and see what's happening. And we take a slide, or I take a sample from under the gum to see if there's infection. And when there's infection, I see parasites in that slide, and the patient sees them also. I see amoeba, I see spirochetes, I see trichomonads, we see spinning and gliding rods. And when we see these parasites, we know that there are bacteria that we can't see that accompany the parasites. And the problem is, these bacteria and these parasites, they are connected to the rest of your body. You know, the hip bone's connected to the leg bone, et cetera, et cetera. So these parasites and these bacteria are pouring into your bloodstream. They're not sitting there idly and innocently. Not only are they destroying the bone around your teeth, but they're pouring into your bloodstream. Your bloodstream goes everywhere in your body. It goes to your brain. It goes to your heart. It goes to your lungs. It goes everywhere, and it causes problems everywhere. They now strongly believe that Alzheimer's disease, one of the factors, and maybe one of the major factors in initiating Alzheimer's disease, is PG, Periformis gingivalis, which is one of the bacteria from gum disease. And so your risk of almost every disease, heart disease, your risk is increased. I think it's increased by over 50% if you have periodontal disease. But just think of these bacteria and parasites in your gums. You don't feel them, they don't hurt, and they're pouring into your bloodstream. If we can stop that infection, your body can eventually handle that. It has defense mechanisms to kill those organisms, but it can't handle them very well if they keep pouring in and it's not treated.
Dr. Nemeth, let me jump in here and ask a question that I get asked a lot. So identifying the bacteria that exist in the oral cavity, that's not identifiable by your ordinary common garden variety dentist. It's actually underneath the gum line, so therefore you have to go to a periodontist to find out what's going on. It's underneath the gum line.
I can't say you have to go to a periodontist. There may be general dentists diagnose periodontal disease.
But where are you looking when you actually look in someone's mouth? Where are you looking? Are you scraping the tongue? Are you looking?
I've been hogging this for too long.
No, you're doing great.
I'm going to unhog it a little bit. Let Mark talk about some of the ways we diagnose periodontal disease.
Everyone wants to know about this because this is blockbusting news. Nobody wants to get heart attack, stroke, Alzheimer's, none of the above. And I was asked today, what is it that they're looking for, and where do they look? And can I get this at my dentist, or do I have to go to a periodontist? Where are you actually looking?
So like you said, we are diagnosing this by looking around the tissue. We're looking underneath the tissue. We're looking at the gums.
That's a periodontist.
As a periodontist, as we're taught, is we're looking at the bone loss around the tooth. So if you think of when you go to your dentist, when you go to your hygienist, a lot of times they have this little instrument. It looks like a ruler, and we call that a periodontal probe. And that probe goes into the pocket and measures where the bone is in relationship to the gums. If the bone is significantly far away from the gums, you're creating this pocket, this environment that changes. So, you know, like Dr. Nemeth is saying, is the tissue's dynamic. When you're in one part of the tissue, it's completely different than another area of the tissue. If you go deeper and deeper into that tissue, there's no more oxygen. That oxygen is what helps nourish and gives life to things. When it's gone, you have a different type of environment for what we call anaerobic bacteria, bacteria that's
that can live without oxygen.
Significantly
yeah.
more aggressive. And that's mm-hmm. the aggressive that invades the tissue. Mm-hmm. As he's saying, it pours into the tissue, pours into the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it finds all the nooks and crannies and it gets inside. If you don't take care of that, if you don't change the environment, and that environment can only be changed through reducing that pocket, then you're going to have constant infection, a chronic infection, and that chronic infection is going to go everywhere. You're going to have that issue over a long period of time. And in many ways, you don't feel anything. It's a quiet disease. You don't feel anything until it's almost too late. All of a sudden, your teeth start to hurt. You might get an abscess. This is when people start to say, oh, you know, like I clean my teeth from time to time. I go to my dentist's office. Why do I have this problem all of a sudden? Well, it's not all of a sudden. Really, you've had this chronic infection for such a long time. Now it's become an acute infection. And it's hurting you and it's troublesome.
So how do you kill the bacteria that kills us? We just want to know how to avoid Alzheimer's and all these other diseases that are caused by what you're finding in the oral cavity.
Well,
what do you do when you find
there's,
it?
There's lots of ways to kill them. I primarily like to use a laser. We had the first laser in the United States in our office. And the laser will kill these parasites. It actually will destroy them. It will destroy the bacteria and the parasites that cause it, and it will also remove the infected lining of the gum pocket, which then allows that gum pocket to shrink and close up so patients can keep it clean. So
you have a laser treatment to be able to kill the bacteria.
Yes.
Well, let's come back and talk about that on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Joseph Nemeth and Dr. Mark Cattrangi radio show. We're talking about how the treatment of gum disease can prevent many catastrophic diseases. If you have a question, you can reach the doctors by calling 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to talk to the doctors directly. You're listening to the Dr. Nemeth and Dr. Cattrangi radio show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to the last segment of this special live edition of the Dr. Nemeth and Dr. Cattrangi radio show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we're here with both doctors who are board-certified periodontists in Southfield, Michigan. They're here with us discussing the latest treatments in periodontic care and tooth replacement. This is our final segment, so if you have a question for the doctors on the topics we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Again, it's 800-859-0957. Coming back to our final segment, Siobhan, do you have a caller?
We do. We have Sharon on the line from Allen Park. Sharon, what's your question?
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. This is very timely for me. I have a tooth, one of my molars, second from the back on the top, and it's been problems for me for a couple of years. My dentist had found a crack in it. He took care of it. Put a crown on it that seemed to take care of the pain. And when I do get this pain, it'll start out like a minor thing, and then it just inflames and it goes up into my sinuses and into the eye. And so they put the crown on. Then about a year later, it started again. The pain started up again. I went in, they said I needed a root canal. So they went through, that was last December of 2021. Went in, did the root canal, that seemed to take care of it. However, in March of this year, it started acting up again. and I'm getting pain, like when I floss in between my teeth, and then it'll start to ache. And again, takes off. It seems like it takes off into my sinuses. So I'm supposed to go see an endodontist next week. And I saw him a couple weeks ago, and he determined that I need another root canal. So I'm just wondering, now I'm listening to your show and learning a lot of new things and wondering if there's more to this than what, you know, what I've been having going on.
Well, I'll give you my take, and then let's hear from
okay.
Dr. Cattrangi. You indicated that the tooth seemed to be cracked initially. Is that what you were told?
Yes.
Okay, well, if the tooth is cracked, that crack may extend all the way down the tooth and possibly into the root. And so if the tooth is cracked, it's very likely that an infection can develop because bacteria can get into the root of the tooth through the crack. So a root canal can be done, and that very frequently will solve the problem. However, the crack is still there. The crack is still there. And if the crack has not been filled with the root canal material, that crack can still get reinfected. And so when you have a cracked tooth like that, it becomes a real problem because he can redo the root canal over and over and over. But unless that crack is taken care of, which seems to be the initiating factor, that tooth may never be right. There are several options. One is sitting to my right, having an implant to replace it. And the other, sometimes that root, and I've done this, that root, the root that's the culprit, the cracked root, if we can find it, can be removed. And the other roots, if they're strong enough, can support the tooth. But generally, I think the ideal treatment for that typically is an implant to replace it. I mean, you may as well have another root canal. You can try it. It may give you temporary relief, may give you permanent relief. But my guess is it's going to continue to be a problem because those cracks are not easy to take care of.
Yeah, and I would second that. I mean, once you have a crack, it is quite difficult to, you know, completely recover from that. And especially if it finds its way deep below the gum tissue, it's almost, you know, it's almost a situation which requires replacement. And in a case like this, we'd have to obviously look at you and see exactly what's going on. But it sounds to me like it's probably going to need removal, so it'd be extracted and then prepared for an implant.
Let me mention one other thing. Sometimes I know, in my case, because I have an implant that Dr. Cattrangi did, he can sometimes do an implant the same day. He can take out the bad tooth, put an implant in, and the same day let it heal and then have a final tooth put on it. But the other thing is, the longer you go with that infection, the more destruction, bone destruction is likely to occur in that area. And you want to keep as much bone as you can. So I just would advise you to attend to this as quickly as you can before you lose so much bone that it becomes more complicated to put an implant in there, and there may be no more necessity for a bone graft. But I just want to mention one more thing about gum disease. Gum disease can take anywhere from 6 to 7 years off of your normal lifespan. This has been talked about by many respected healthcare practitioners. It affects your heart. It affects your brain. It affects every part of your body. And if you do have gum disease, seriously, you're not going to be as healthy as you can be. And it can actually reduce your normal lifespan by a number of years, possibly 6 or 7. And your lifespan won't be as healthy as it would be if you didn't have it. So you'll live longer and you'll have a healthier life if your mouth is healthier. So it's really important to check that out, because gum disease is a silent killer. It is the other silent killer that you don't know about. And you really very important for, to check, keep that monitor, have someone monitor it.
It's tremendously important, and I can't stress enough as a patient, as a listener, as a host of the show, that I think people underestimate. They think that they're safe if they go to their dentist and, you know, they have a hygienist check for whether they need a filling or not. But they're not necessarily thinking about the importance of gum disease and how it affects so many systemic diseases. And I think that's crucially important because that's what's killing us are the systemic diseases. You know, it's heart attack, it's Alzheimer's, it's the 50 other, you know, chronic diseases that first started in the oral cavity. And unfortunately, your average dentist is not telling you that you need to have the test that you do. And very few people, very few periodontists or dentists in the area are doing the type of research and the type of investigation that you two are doing. And I, go ahead, Dr. Katranji.
Yeah, I mean, I would say there's a lot that we have to impart on our patients. We have to give a lot of information, but it's also on the patients to do their research as well. I think it's difficult for us to reach everybody, but we can reach. There's a lot of information. I know Dr. Nemeth has a very informative channel online on YouTube,
absolutely,
where you can learn quite a bit and start to develop your own understanding of what your body is doing and what's happening in your oral cavity.
I do want to mention just a couple of things briefly. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
I'm going to talk about that, Dr. Nemeth.
That's very important.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, and that wraps it up for the Dr. Joseph Nemeth Radio Show and News Talk 760 WJR, sponsored by the North American Society of Periodontists. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. Again, I want to thank Drs. Nemeth and Katranji for talking to us this evening about taking charge of our health, being proactive, and avoiding the devastating results of undiagnosed periodontic disease. To take a closer look at the practice, please go to YouTube and search Dr. Nemeth. You'll find a wealth of informative videos on the many treatment modalities now available to treat gum disease. To learn more about Dr. Nemeth and Katranji's periodontal practice, you can reach them directly by calling 248-357-3100. Again, that's 248-357-3100, or by visiting them on the web at drnemeth.com. We hope that you've enjoyed this special show and you've become more informed about periodontal disease and its impact on the major diseases of our time. Thank you for listening. Good night and be well.